Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, it's May, you know that, and May is Beef Month, and I'm guessing you probably know that if you listen to KJN very much, because there's several promotions going on. And just before May started, you may remember that I visited with Nancy Degner, who heads up the Iowa Beef Council. And I was asking her for suggestions for a beef recipe that I could make, cook, and yet it have it good tasting after it stood perhaps on a buffet, a come and go event, you know, keeping it warm, but not yet getting it overcooked while it was staying warm. So there may be lots of options, but she came up with one that the official title of the recipe is French Onion Beef Sandwiches au jus. Long title. And I'm going to give you that recipe. It's almost easier than giving you the title. And it certainly could be used for something other than sandwiches. It could just be served sliced with, you know, other parts of the meal. But it also makes wonderful sandwiches. I just served them to some folks last weekend and have a little leftovers. Yeah, I call those planned-overs. So the recipe itself serves at least eight to ten people. But again, it's going to depend on the size of the roast you start with. And so this is it's an easy recipe to prepare, but it does take some cooking time because you start with a beef roast such as a rump roast, a bottom round brisket, or chuck shoulder. All of those are the kinds of beef that take a bit longer for cooking if you want them to turn out really tender. You know, if you want something really fast, I guess you get out the grill or you just cook a hamburger dish. So there are lots of options and they're all tasty. So this one, you know, you have to plan ahead, but once you get it started, then you sort of just forget it and it's really easy to do as well as yummy. So what do you need besides that roast? It's suggested for this serving of 8 to 10 servings that you need a 3 to 4 pound roast. And the nice thing about all of these roasts we suggested are that they are boneless. And my favorite actually is the rump roast because I think you just get so much good flavored beef without gristle, without extra fat, without, you know, it's all meat. It's all there to cook. So you start with that roast. The second ingredient is 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil and then 2 large sweet onions, which you cut into thick slices, 2 cups of water, 1/2 cup of soy sauce. That sounds like a lot, doesn't it? 1/2 cup. And of course, you can choose the reduced sodium or the regular soy sauce. And then that old favorite for flavoring, a package of dry onion soup mix. This recipe calls for 1 large clove of garlic. And of course, if you don't like garlic, or occasionally some people are allergic to garlic, you could leave that out. But it adds just that nice bit of flavor. 1 large clove garlic minced. And then if you're going to make sandwiches, of course, you need the sandwich part, the outside. And this recipe suggests 8 to 10 French rolls that are split and toasted. And you might add 1 cup of shredded Swiss cheese. That's a topping. You don't need that. I did not use that. Plenty of flavor without it. But if you want to add that little bit of cheese, it's just sort of an extra there. So again, the ingredients for this are that 3 to 4 pound boneless roast. Could be the rump, the round tip, the bottom round brisket, or even a boneless chuck shoulder pot roast. And then with this first method we're going to talk about, and I'm going to give you the slow cooker version also, but for this cooking method, you need 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil, which you're going to use to brown the beef, of course, and the onions, 2 large sweet onions cut into thick slices, 2 cups of water, 1/2 cup of soy sauce, 1 package of dry onion soup mix, 1 large clove garlic minced, and then the rolls and Swiss cheese. Okay, so you know I'm sure most of you have done a beef roast, and you know you put it in the oil after it's been heated, not too hot but pretty hot. And best to start with a fairly large pot here because you're going to add the other ingredients. Brown the roast in the oil. Take the roast out. Add the onions and cook those for till they're tender, lightly brown, probably 8 to 10 minutes. And then, of course, you put the roast back in. And you need to add the other ingredients, the water, soy sauce, soup mix, and garlic. And bring it to boil, then recover it, reduce the heat. So you're just going to simmer it on top of the stove for 2.5 to 3.25 hours. You need to check it, near the end of the cooking time to see if it's tender, just fork tender. And if you'd prefer, you want to leave your stove top not being used, you can put it in the oven at 325 degrees. Then I'm going to skip to the slow cooker version before we finish up the sandwich making, because the sandwich making is kind of up to you what you want to do with that. Slow cooker version, it's like other slow cooker recipes. You put the onions in first, no oil needed. Just put the onions in the bottom of the slow cooker, add the roast. And you could brown it, but you don't have to brown it. I did not. Tastes fine. Saves time. And then you just mix all those other soy sauce, soup mix, garlic together and pour it over the roast and cook it on high 6 to 7 hours, which I did not use quite that much time. You don't want it falling apart tender. You really want it, I think, so you can still slice it. So you probably need to check it part way to that time. And if you want to put it on low and get it started, probably 8 to 10 hours. But you don't want to check it, too soon, because remember, every time you take the lid off of a slow cooker, you lose about an hour's worth of cooking, because so much heat escapes. So kind of want to wait till it gets closer to the ending time. And then, if it's done early, then you can just put it on, keep warm. And as usual, there's no stirring needed during this whole slow cooker. Now, if you want to do the sandwiches, of course, you've got those buns, rolls, however you want to do that. I think they are tasty if they are toasted, grilled, however you'd like to do those. And put the sliced beef on the bottom of half of the sandwich of the bread. Sprinkle the cheese over the top and put it under the broiler till the cheese melts. And then, put the lid on the sandwich. But without the cheese, just put the meat on the sandwiches if you're going to serve it that way, and use some of that cooking liquid, hot cooking liquid, for dipping. Wonderful. And of course, if you're on buffet, you just leave the beef in that whole cooking solution. It just adds to the taste, keeps being tender, and it's very, very good. My guests would attest to that. Now, if you want other beef recipes, there are beaucoup of recipes. Look in your any cookbook, but it's kind of fun if you go online to the Iowa Beef Industry Council and look for recipes. There's a link just to recipes. And under this list, then you have selections that I think are kind of fun. Favorites from Iowa is one of the selections. As seen on TV. Occasionally you see a recipe on TV and you go, "Oh man, I didn't catch that. I'd like to have that." And of course, these are all for beef. The National Beef Cook-Off winners, which are going to be very special recipes. A separate series of recipes for fajitas. One section, especially for steak. Another for tailgating with beef. And another beef for breakfast. So you shouldn't ever run out of beef recipes if you need such one. I know that for summertime, a lot of people's favorite is just to start up the grill, put the steak on the grill, and it doesn't take much more. But if you want a few extras, you'd like to try something new, hey, go to the Iowa Beef Industry Council, check on the recipes, and you'll find so many there. If you did not catch all of the details on the French onion beef sandwich au jus, you could give me a call, or I'm going to throw in my own little commercial here. You can go to harrisdale.com and click on recipes because it will be there also. So enjoy Beef Month, enjoy May and have a great day. Until next time, it doesn't take a very strong person to carry a grudge.